I welcome Robert Schmidt and Andreas Feist, who will tell us more about both an outsider's view of the riots as well as the Korean-American perspective of what happened.
The 1992 LA race riots were a tragic event based on racial tensions between Korean-Americans and African-Americans, as well as of institutionalized racism, proving that no matter what crime is committed against an ethnic American, the judges and the law do not care. There were two specific reasons for the riots. On the one hand, the verdict in the Rodney King beating, and on the other hand, the verdict in the killing of 15-year-old African-American teenage girl, LaTosha Harlins. The killing of LaTosha Harlins was a senseless and tragic killing, leading to new tensions between the Korean-American and African-American communities. LaTosha Harlins, a 15-year-old African-American girl, was shot by a Korean shopkeeper. On March 16, 1991, LaTosha went to Seon Jadu store and intended to buy orange juice. Du thought that LaTosha wanted to steal the juice, and so she shot her. The videotape of the store showed that LaTosha put the juice in her knapsack and walked to Seon Jadu with money in her hand. Du supposedly did not see that she was about to pay for the juice. After a short argument that turned violent, LaTosha put the juice on the store counter and wanted to leave the store. Du shot her in the back of her head and fainted because she had been punched several times by Harlins. Du was arrested on suspicion of murder. The leaders of the Korean-American and African-American communities met and discussed the crime. Both condemned the crime. However, when Du was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and was sentenced to a fine of $500 plus 5 years probation and 400 hours of community service instead of 16 years in jail, the tensions already existing between African-Americans residents and Korean-American merchants in South Central Los Angeles got worse. These tensions were one of the catalysts of the 1992 Los Angeles race riots.
Riots broke out in LA after the verdict in the Rodney King beating. The white cops who committed the crime were acquitted on 10 of 11 counts. Just 13 days before LaTosha Harlins was killed, four LA police officers used their executive force against black motorist Rodney King. During the trial, the jury was unable to come to a consensus because the jurors were not convinced by the tape that had been filmed by a witness. The tape had captured the events of March 3, 1991. The judge spoke a verdict that angered a lot of people. Lerman said, "Oh, it's okay to beat somebody on the ground and beat the crap out of him. Rodney King didn't deserve this fate." This triggered a national debate on police abuse. Together with the already existing tensions between Korean Americans and African Americans and the verdict in the LaTosha Harlins killing, this finally triggered a lot of violence by African Americans against the Korean American community because Korean Americans were easier to attack than the white judges who had acquitted the defendants in both cases. The damage done by the LA race riots were enormous and Los Angeles was put into a state of chaos. After the acquittal of the four white police officers on Wednesday, April 29, 1992, a huge riot started in which 24 people died. Over 900 people were injured and more than 1,200 houses were destroyed or damaged. The police arrested more than 400 rioters. Around 300 young people set fire near Pomona. Most of the riots touched Koreatown, Los Angeles. The shop owners tried to protect their shops from the gangs. The dead were 23 men and one woman. That night, and in the days and nights to come, a lot of stores were robbed and plundered. black shop owners put handwritten notes saying "black-owned business" in their shop windows so that the rioters would not steal from their shops. The LA race riots are forever to be remembered by the Korean Americans community as Saigu, which means April 29th in Korean.
Saigu by Ishli Yipak. Koreans mark disaster with numbers. April 29th, 1992. Fire. If I touch the screen, my fingers will sing. Who pulled them by hair into riot for a crime they did not commit?
Who watched and did nothing?
But 2 mornings later, they marched over ashes.
And did nothing.
Dust licking their proud ankles, 3,000 Koreans.
And did nothing.
Sing in the language that most will never master.
And did nothing.
A tribute song to those who came before.
And did nothing.
And those who will march after, we shall overcome someday.
Who watched and did nothing.
Here's your response poem by Sarah Weck.
Reality. Why do they do this? And why don't they try? How can they do this? And how can they not try? They watch as we struggle. They watch as we die. They watch as they smuggle and no tears leave their eyes. What they can't seem to see is that this is no Hollywood movie. This is reality.
Now let's hear what German high school students have to say.
Where is justice? Many people have died and no one did nothing.